Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. Plan A for environmental leaders is helping President Joe Biden defeat Donald Trump. But if that doesn't happen, they do have a backup plan. It's been in the works for months, and it's all about how to maneuver during a potential second Trump administration to defend climate and clean energy. So today, I chat with Politico's Zach Coleman about the Enviro's Plan B and how they're preparing for a Trump 2.0. Zach's at the Republican National Convention right now, so there is some background noise. It's Tuesday, July 16th.
Environmental groups are definitely still trying to get Joe Biden and or whoever ends up being the Democratic nominee, if he's to drop off the ticket for whatever reason, into the White House. I mean, that is number one. But at the same time, they're also strategizing for the potential for a second Trump administration. And they're planning in a way that they really never have before. This is a multifaceted approach. They're looking at a legal strategy where they're trying to sue in case Trump does come in and try to unravel Biden regulations, but they're also trying to shore up the defense of the IRA and other provisions that they didn't have to do last time around with Trump because these things didn't exist. So there's a big strategy there to try to solidify support for a lot of these incentives that help decarbonize the economy as well.
And what sort of lessons have environmental groups learned from 2016 when Trump, of course, first ran for office and then his win sort of surprised people?
Well, one of the lessons is be prepared for a lot of stuff coming downhill. I mean, there's going to be any number of lawsuits filed when Trump tries to unravel regulations if he wins in November. So there's already a lot of environmental lawyers like looking out for how the energy industry and Trump allies might try to play some of those rollbacks, what kind of legal strategy they might pursue. We're also in an environment here where the Chevron deference no longer applies. So how will the Trump administration, if they win, try to test the contours of this new legal precedent that will be applied to ambiguous regulations? And is there a way to actually win some of those battles to require regulation in certain environmental realms that the Trump administration might think would allow them to actually deregulate? Well, maybe the environmental groups can win lawsuits and say, no, actually, this law is pretty clear. You need to regulate on the environment here. So that's one thing. And, you know, they're also trying to shore up a lot of support on Capitol Hill, and they're reaching out to corporate allies here to try to talk about the good things that the IRA has done for their companies and in red districts to try to build out a wall of defense against any sort of Trump rollbacks that will maybe exist beyond just the Democratic Party.
And on that, you report that Greens are trying to strengthen contacts with Republicans, sort of seeing a parallel to what happened with Obamacare in their attempt to roll back that piece of legislation, which of course didn't happen. So how challenging is that? And, you know, you report the corporate angle is kind of their way to reach Republicans. So can you get into that a little bit more and just how challenging it might be?
A lot of these environmental groups have freely admitted to me that given a lot of them have actually supported the opponents of Republicans in some of these races, that they don't really have the relationships on the Hill with Republican offices. They can't easily get in there for a meeting to talk about how great the IRA is, even if a Republican lawmaker's district might be benefiting from its incentives. So what they're trying to do here is reach out to corporate allies. I mean, you've seen a lot of the auto companies put a lot of money behind electric vehicles. I mean, there are relationships there between the auto companies and the environmental community now. So talking to them more about how they need to step up to the plate and push back against anything Trump or Republicans might do if Trump wins and maintain a lot of those incentives. You're also seeing the group Ceres play a pretty active role here. I talked to a few environmental organizations who said that that group, which is, you know, it has a lot of members, huge companies that have clean commitments, climate commitments. They come in as a trusted advocacy organization that brings a lot of big dollar members. So those organizations can kind of get in the door with Republicans. And I don't know if you would call it being a proxy from the environmental movement, but they have the same sort of objectives here, which is to reduce emissions, but using big companies to set the market with their own commitments to help decarbonize the broader economy through the private sector. So I think that's one of the key elements of the strategy on the Hill. I think one of the more interesting things just from this general reporting that I came across was how many environmental organizations are just poring over Project 2025 from the Heritage Foundation, which the Trump campaign has said does not represent their views. But the fact of the matter is a lot of the people working on that document for a second Trump administration blueprint did work in the previous Trump administration. So a lot of the environmental organizations I talked to said it's kind of interesting that they sort of put their whole playbook out there and it's giving them a few things to focus on. But at the same time, they also admitted the fact that the Trump sort of network is this organized means that they're coming in with a lot more experience and might be quite a bit wiser than they did when they came in 2016 and took a lot of actions that landed them in the courts where the Green Group won a lot of those cases, but they might not have the same success rate this next time around.
You also report as part of this effort that Green Groups are actually trying to shift resources to state level efforts. So what do you mean by that and what's the thinking there?
Well, the thinking here is that a lot of the federal policy advocacy for more aggressive climate action is not going to go very far. I mean, it's going to be a lot of defensive mechanisms on keeping the regulations in place, but that's more of a legal strategy. So if you have to spread your resources, go to the state level. So it talks about pressuring lawmakers in their actual communities, in their districts, saying, hey, these jobs that you've come to a ribbon cutting for, this new facility, this new factory, these were supported by the IRA, which you did not vote for, but do you really want these jobs to go away? So it's kind of showing these lawmakers what the incentives from the IRA and other Democratic, largely Democratic passed laws are doing in their districts to try to keep them from getting rolled back. So you see those resources being put into grassroots campaigns and activism out in the field rather than out on Capitol Hill.
Also, former President Donald Trump has selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. Vance has been a strong backer of oil and natural gas drilling in the Midwest and a sharp critic of the Biden administration's clean energy agenda. He's also adopted Trump's rhetoric on electric vehicles and China's dominance in the clean energy supply chain. That's it for Politico Energy. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter, Power Switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Our producer is Nirmal Malaikal. I'm Josh Siegel. Thanks for listening and see you back here tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.